The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman, along with Janet Cimarelli, here at the studios of WWNN Radio, located at 1470 on your radio dial. And we're here every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 to bring you the latest in important nutrition news and how you can help improve your life, help improve the lives of people around you, and, of course, stay healthy and strong for many, many years to come. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al. Fabulous, very nice morning here in South Florida. We're so lucky to be here and lucky to have this information that we can share with our listeners. I was speaking about the radio show with someone yesterday afternoon, and he was a young person, and he said, I don't know if I have a radio. And so, okay, I told him about WWNNradio.com. And then I told him about iHeartRadio app on his phone. So you can go to WWNNradio.com and listen on your computer while you're working at other things on your computer, or if you're in the car and you would like to listen in, iHeartRadio is an app that you can get, and you can find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour on WWNN. So lots of ways to listen.
There certainly is. In fact, when I was at the store yesterday, I had mentioned to somebody that the radio that I brought into the store, because right now we don't have internet service there to be able to listen on the internet, and the radio was a GE radio, one of those portable, very heavy, big radio that has to be close to 40 years old.
Yes.
But still plays extremely well, and I'm able to listen to the shows that go after us, and any other music station that I want to tune into. So, as Janet had said, I think most people in the younger age groups may not be aware of portable radios. But be as it may, it is easy on the internet, because I think every young individual today knows how to get to the internet, either through their iPhone, or through their laptop, or through their iPad, or through who knows how many other instruments they can use to be on the internet. So we appreciate you listening, and we hope that you're doing it on a regular basis. You're going to be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store today, Janet.
I am.
And you're going to be doing some very exciting things by people who come to see you. So give our listeners a brief overview as to what it is you're going to do and when you're going to be there.
Well, I have, as you know, a line of supplements that I've come up with called Janet's Best Formulas, and they are meant to be foundational formulas, formulas for people who may not necessarily have been accustomed to taking supplements. So this is a very easy introduction into taking a supplement. The first one was Janna Juice, and it's two capsules a day of extracts of all of the super fruits. So instead of having to juice every day, or instead of going to your favorite juice bar and having a fresh juice, here's an option. Certainly those fresh juices are the best of the best of the best, but if you can't always do that, Janna Juice, two capsules a day, gives you goji, noni, mangosteen, pomegranate, a whole list of dramatically beneficial substances in the antioxidant category. So support your immune system, support the health of your skin. It's interesting because I have a client who's using Janna Juice and her skin looks fabulous. And she has a teenage son, 15 years old, who was having a little bit of problem with a breakout. And she said, well, since I've been taking this Janna Juice, my skin looks fabulous. Why don't you try it? So he's been taking it probably for about a month, two capsules a day, and his skin has cleared up. So that was incredibly interesting feedback for me. So I'll be talking about Janna Juice. I'll be giving out samples of Janna Balm. Janna Balm is a lip gloss that is fabulous not only for your lips, but also for a rash, for a mosquito bite, to heal a cut or a bruise. It's full of all organic ingredients, tastes delicious, smells delicious, fabulous for keeping your lips nice and moist, and very therapeutic as well as just moisturizing. So I'll be talking about the Janna Balm, Janna Juice, Janna Biotic, which is a probiotic. And here's my take. And you may disagree with this, so we can have a discussion about it, Al. The Janna Biotic is a very basic probiotic formula. So it is not meant to be therapeutic, to overcome the effects of an intense antibiotic prescription or anything like that. It's meant to be a health supporting foundation for quality chemistry in your lower digestive system. So I tell people that my view is you don't necessarily need to have 60 billion, 80 billion. You don't necessarily have those numbers as a requirement to maintain good lower gut chemistry. So the Janna Biotic, what I think is superior about it is the profile of the individual types of probiotic ingredients in it, not necessarily this huge, huge dose. So the interaction of these individual probiotic ingredients is very supportive of your immune system, digestion, a variety of different approaches to support overall health. So people might think, well, I don't really need a probiotic. I haven't been taking antibiotics. Well, indeed you do, because if you're taking the probiotic, you have this wonderful foundation for all sorts of beneficial functions within your body. And then the last one that I'll be talking about and selling today at very, very, very good prices is the Janna Jest. And once again, not huge, high doses, not necessarily meant to be used in a therapeutic way if you're dealing with a diagnosed issue in your digestive tract. But if you're bothered sometimes by heartburn, indigestion, a little bit of bloating, a little bit of gas, this is a very gentle but effective digestive enzyme with that profile. All of the different ingredients that work synergistically to enhance the quality of your digestion and minimize the possibility that you might have any digestive problem. So there you have it.
Well, I think you clarified everything really well. And I think the major difference between the Janna Biotic and some of the high-dose probiotics that you see, I think they use the term CFUs, which are short for colony forming units. And let's assume you're taking a 50 billion to 100 billion probiotic. After you've done putting the good bacteria back into the body, this is where I think the Janna Biotic would play an important role, because you don't need as much as that after you've ingested for many days the higher dose. And the Janna Biotic will continue to maintain a good, steady, everyday dose to keep the immune system and your gut bacteria in the proper numbers and the proper feeling. So I admire that greatly, Janet. And I think everybody who needs that particular situation to be handled, I think your product happens to fit the bill that will help people achieve that. So we look forward to your visit today, and I want to let the listeners know exactly where Save-A-Lot Nutrition is. If you're familiar with the Margate area, it's a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, which is 441. It's on the right-hand side as you go down 441, right before you get to 31st Way. And you'll see a tremendous amount of apartments over there on the right-hand side. We are right across the street. And another landmark is the Penn Dutch Supermarket, which is in the same shopping center where we're located. The sign company has yet to put up our outside sign, but we're hoping that in the next several days that it will go up. They've gotten the approval from the city. They got all the permits they need, and it should be going up in the next few days to make it a lot easier for you to find it. But the exact address is 3105 State Road, North State Road 7 in Margate, 33063. So if you're punching it in your computer, you have an idea exactly where it is. So it's whether you're coming from the east or the west on Sample Road, you just turn down State Road 7, 441, go, you'll be going south for a half a mile on the right-hand side. In fact, another landmark you can look for is on the right-hand side, there's a Halloween store that's going up, selling Halloween costumes for Halloween. So if you make a right turn right there, you will see the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store, which, again, is 3105 North State Road 7. It's right next door to a Pizza Hut. So if you're a fan of pizza and you see a Pizza Hut sign, that's where we are, in that shopping center. So it's the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center right on State Road 7 in Margate. I don't have a phone yet. We don't have a phone yet. We have Comcast installing that on the 31st, which is next week. So we will have internet and phone service starting next week. And hopefully we'll have air conditioning there next week as well.
Okay.
We look forward to that.
Sounds like a plan.
So, but you're going to be there today, tomorrow,
and Friday. From 2 to 4 this afternoon, and so I tell people dress comfortably because it's hot out.
Right. And you're going to see I'm going to be dressed very comfortably as well. As a fill-in or a bit of knowledge for tomorrow's show, we have Cousin Richie, who will be doing the show tomorrow. For those people who do not know who he is, tune in tomorrow because the man is a wealth of knowledge. He's been in the industry for more years than he probably can count, but he's also a great musician, and we'll be talking about that as well. So stay with us, Janet.
Okay, you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman. We'll be right back after these messages.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center. And Welcome back to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman, and we have a fabulous lineup this week. It will be interesting with Cousin Richie. He's going to be joining us tomorrow. Lots of information, kind of inside information about the health food industry. And on Friday, wonderful surprise for our listeners, Jaro Rogovin will be joining us. And when you were reminding me, let's tell our listeners about Jaro joining us on Friday, I'm thinking back, and it's a very long time. Jaro Rogovin was one of the first manufacturers that I met at a Soho show, as I said, a long time ago. Yes. And so having seen the dramatic growth in the quality supplements that Jaro Rogovin has brought to the marketplace and the manufacturing capacity and the details with regard to the manufacturing capacity, focusing on quality and guaranteed content of active ingredients in the supplements that he brings to the marketplace. So incredible information from Jaro on Friday. Very lively discussion I'm looking forward to. A dramatically vital individual with lots of information about the industry.
Well, if you think back to the 90s, we had the issue with the federal government with something called the Shea, which was a situation where the government wanted to suspend the sale of supplements to the public.
This is the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act.
Exactly right.
And, yes, an incredibly interesting time period in this industry.
It was a very dark period because we were concerned that we would lose the ability to buy supplements over the counter. The government wanted to control it through pharmaceutical companies. And I'm sure we're going to hear from Jaro about how important the part he played in making sure that didn't happen. So make sure you tune in and get a little bit of history of the supplement industry.
Okay, one of the things as a suggestion to our listeners, if they are in contact with their legislatures, the Florida senators, and certainly representatives from the state of Florida, if you communicate with them on a regular basis, if you receive emails and updates on their stances and how they voted on different issues, it would be certainly worthwhile if you were to inquire as to their stance regarding the sale of supplements and the DSHEA situation legislation. So I think it's important for us to understand how our representatives are voting with regard to the sale and the freedom of access to these important substances that we rely on to maintain our health.
No question about it. Now, for those people listening to the show right now, if you have your copies of your latest blood work, which you would have gotten from either a lab that did the work for you or a medical doctor that did the work for you, or however you received it, if you want to get some information out about a specific area of the blood work, please take it out now. And I'm going to introduce a situation to Janet who will go into greater depth as to what it really means. And what I'm speaking about now are what are the BUN levels or BUN levels and what do they measure? It's short for blood urea nitrogen testing, which measures the level of urea nitrogen in the blood using a standard blood sample. Urea nitrogen is a natural byproduct of the breakdown of protein. And I know that over the years we've had many different radio shows about protein. So, Janet, give us your take on the bun levels and what do they really mean?
It's an important aspect, certainly, of kidney function, but it goes beyond just kidney function. It would also give a bit of insight into liver function. So what happens is your liver, in the process of metabolizing foods, creating different enzymes to break down toxic debris, there is ammonia created as a byproduct, and that ammonia ultimately gets converted to nitrogen, and it moves toward those chemicals move to your kidneys, and your kidney is responsible for breaking down those chemicals into forms that are readily able to be excreted in the urine. So this is a natural metabolic process, and in order to keep it highly functional and very much within an optimal range, there are so many different things that you can do. So if you have seen that your bun level, your creatinine level, your GFR level is out of range or close to the high end or close to the low end. You want to be in the optimal range, which would be right in the middle. And so if you're seeing, looking at your blood work, and you're seeing that these individual areas of your blood work have been disrupted, let's say, over the past few years, maybe you've seen very gradual changes, little by little by little, the numbers are moving in a direction that you don't want to follow. So what you want to do is support your kidneys. The kidneys are the filter. You're filtering out all of this metabolic debris, toxic chemicals. And what, for Americans, is one of the main reasons that your bun would be elevated, your creatinine would be elevated, your GFR would be elevated, would be excess protein intake. So hard to digest animal source protein is the best description of what you want to be attentive to. So if you're someone who has a very large serving of beef or pork, even turkey or chicken, lamb, any of those, and very few vegetables on your plate, you want to kind of change that ratio. So between 4 and 5 ounces of an easier to digest animal source protein, which would be fish would be at the top of the list. Much easier to digest, much easier for your liver and kidneys to handle the protein sourced from fish than the protein sourced from beef. And then when you start to think about all of the chemicals that the livestock in this country are given during their growth period, you may be have a little bit of insight why these proteins are difficult to break down properly and why there is such intense stress on your liver and kidneys. When you're doing the intake of beef, you're also getting antibiotics, which are a stress for your liver and kidneys. You're also getting a variety of different types of hormones. You're also getting possibly glyphosate, which is a pretty controversial chemical, glyphosate being a component of the pesticides and herbicides that are sprayed on the feed that are given to the livestock. So there's a range of different difficulties associated with too high a protein intake, and ultimately that leads to problems with liver and kidneys.
I know over the years, Janet, you must have had this complaint. I know as a retailer, I had, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but there were people that came in men mostly. In fact, I can't remember maybe one or two women that may have come to me with that situation. But the majority of people who did come in with the situation were men. And their complaint or their question was, when I urinate, there is a strong odor coming from the urine. Now, is that because the kidneys are either backed up with a higher problem or because of other situations?
I would attribute a lot of that to dehydration, that they're perhaps consuming a variety of other fluids besides water, and that they would want to consider the main fluid for beneficial hydration and soothing to your kidneys by drinking more water. And I think that that could certainly make a change with regard to odor.
So that would make a difference. And when you say liquid for hydration, you're not speaking about fruit juices.
No.
You're not speaking about beer. You're not speaking about coffee. You're speaking about specifically water.
Right.
To hydrate and cleanse the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, according to the CDC, 10% of adults in the United States have long-term kidney disease. And that's a big number when you consider the amount of over 300 people that live in the United States today. 10%, you're dealing with over 30 million people that could be affected by kidney disease. So if the problem with adjusting, as you pointed out, to be in the middle range when the bun levels are checked, if they're not in the middle range and they're on the high end or above, they have a problem. And how do you propose then that people readjust their take of supplements or reduce the amount of pharmaceuticals that is causing this to happen?
Well, certainly with regard to the pharmaceuticals, they need to look at the potential adverse effects list on the particular pharmaceutical that they may be taking, keeping in mind that a lot of the blood pressure lowering drugs have an interaction with kidney function and can contribute to problems with kidney function. So I just want to really go back very quickly because I had a thought about the odor. And parsley is very beneficial for and ultimately feel the benefits of it. And that's one of the things that I say to people. You very much want to do something that works for your schedule. And I'm getting a little bit of a signal, and that signal might be time to take a break here on Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman. We'll be right back. You can find out more about the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to Al at SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and we're talking about coronary artery disease and what people can do in order to prevent those symptoms that ultimately lead to coronary artery disease being the biggest killer of Americans, and I'm sure around the world as well. There are, I mentioned hydration, I mentioned fish oil, I mentioned magnesium, and now there are three more items that I, supplements that I think are very important. And number one, coenzyme Q10. The highest concentrations of coenzyme Q10 are found in the cells of the heart muscle. So you don't ever want to let your CoQ10 status suffer. And as we age, we may need more and more of it. And it isn't so readily available from foods. So ubiquinol, being a metabolite of ubiquinone, is much more energizing, much more readily usable by all of the cells of your body, as well as your coronary, your heart cells. And so, for each contraction of the heart, coenzyme Q10 enhances the amount of blood flow through the different chambers of the heart. So it is an energizer, so to speak, of the heart, and will help to raise blood and tissue oxygen levels. When you do that, everything works better. Your immune system, your brain, your energy, all the systems work better with oxygenated blood. The next item that I think is very important is garlic. And Kyolic has a line of garlic products specific for cardiovascular, for cholesterol, for blood pressure, for immune function. So you think about all of the different benefits you get from using garlic, garlic in your diet, and garlic as a supplement does wonders. So if you've never had garlic as part of your supplement regimen, you might think about doing it. And the very nice thing about the Kyolic formula is it is an aged garlic extract, and consequently, there is also a process in that formulation reducing the perceived garlic odor. Then my last suggestion before we move on, Unique E. Unique E is truly that, a dramatically different combination of tocopherols. So you have mixed tocopherols and a new version from the people who produce the Unique E is tocopherols and tocotrienols. And that combination, that whole vitamin E, all of the aspects of vitamin E, does wonders. Circulation, brain, hormones, immune system, and very supportive of your heart.
Well, you certainly gave people a lot to consider. Especially if they're faced with CAD, which is coronary artery disease, and ways to do it so they can comply with it by giving it to them in an easy manner so they can comply, starting off with only several days a week until they can move up to a higher level, accepting more in their body. Another very interesting part of our industry, Janet, is the topic of cholesterol. Now, we've discussed cholesterol and so many other hosts on different radio shows on this particular channel and other channels that have gone into the misinformation that maybe mainstream medicine has given us about the dangers of cholesterol. However, there is one area that I would like to discuss now, and in the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, has concluded that the current evidence is insufficient to assess the balance of benefits and harms in screening for lipid disorders in children and adolescents which are 20 years or younger. And the report appears in the August 9th issue of the Journal of American Medical Association, which is a very prestigious journal. And in it, they're saying that elevations in levels of total low-density lipoprotein, which is LDL, and the non-high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which they classify as HDL-C, again, is an important factor in how ages from 8 to 17 have elevated levels of total cholesterol. Now, what do you make of a adolescent or a child that's 8 years old to somebody up to 17 years old where mainstream medical doctor says to them, your cholesterol level is too high?
That's a challenge. Fiber is one of the best ways, I think, to lower cholesterol in children because there are a variety of ways to deliver that fiber to them. And we think about what we feed our kids. Chicken nuggets.
Probably the number one meal of any kid today, chicken nuggets.
Right. What's on the outside? Bread. What will raise your LDL cholesterol? That bread. Starchy carbohydrates and sugar. What do we give our kids to drink? Juice boxes. Sugar. Oh, but it's from juice. Yes, it's from juice. However, it's sugar. So there are two very immediate approaches that you can use to minimize the potential for your child developing high cholesterol. So you might think about pulling off the breading or buying chicken nuggets that don't have breading on them. Oh, well, my child loves to dip the chicken nuggets in ketchup. What's ketchup? Sure. Primarily sugar. So if we just make a little bit of an effort to begin altering our kids' diets, we're going to see that it isn't fat and beef that have taken a big beating with regard to this cholesterol, but it is the starchy carbs and sugar. So altering a kid's diet, letting them have whole fruit instead of a juice box, giving them water, possibly with some little bit of a flavor enhancer if there's a resistance, and minimizing the starchy carbs. So reducing the use of waffles or high sugar concentration cereals in the morning, and creating a number of different approaches. There are some wonderful recipes for pancakes with protein powder added to them. So you can really support the nutrient levels of pancakes that you make at home, and you can make a big stack of them and keep them in the freezer rather than going to the grocery store and pulling out a box of waffles that the profile of ingredients doesn't necessarily suit your taste or suit the good health of your child.
Well, let me ask you a technical question. And as a nutritionist, I'm sure you've probably heard this over the years. How do you overcome the use in kids of their number one vegetable? You know what that is? French fries. The number one vegetable for kids, French fries.
Okay. One of the ways I would suggest would be to begin very gradually introducing sweet potato fries into the mix of French fries. And then you might alter that approach a little more, providing sweet potato chips rather than French fries. And I think even more than the problem with the French fries is the problem with ketchup. So you've got this intense starchy carb from the French fry and sugar from the ketchup. And it's no wonder that we have a little bit of an issue with hyperactivity and elevated cholesterol in our kids.
Well, do you think that a elevated cholesterol level, it should be the same as an adult?
No, there are different ranges of cholesterol, and I'm going to say the mainstream medical community and their allowable ranges for cholesterol may be faulty, and I would turn to other sources for recommendations with regard to cholesterol. There are going to be ups and downs in the cholesterol levels in kids, depending on stress, depending on the level of exercise, depending on changes in their diet. So I don't think that it's really easy to create a number one size fits all. What we really need to pay attention to in our kids are triglyceride levels. I think that, unfortunately, cholesterol has been getting all the press, and triglycerides contribute greatly to the damage to a variety of different functions in the body.
Well, when you think about it, I personally believe that the kids probably, when they get their iPhones or cell phones, is when the obesity epidemic gets full-blown. Because up to that point, they've been able to move about, doing exercise, playing games with their friends, being out in parks or recreation places or school programs that have physical exertion classes that gives them the opportunity to burn off some of that bad cholesterol they may have accumulated by eating incorrectly. However, I think the worst part of it, though, comes when they get those phones. And how many kids do you see today walking from place to place with the iPhone right in front of them? They must see what's going on there. I mean, the same thing applies to adults when you look at it, because there are more adults today that are obese than ever before. And the reason being is that they're sedentary. They didn't get off their butts to do anything, and all they're doing is looking at their iPhones and doing nothing. And they're just reading. Not that reading is bad. It's good to stimulate the brain, but not when you do it in place of what you should be doing with respect to exercise. I know you have some comments about that.
Oh, I think we are the older generation kind of attempting to find ways around what the cultural changes are that are happening that ultimately will produce illness in the population. So many different interruptions to physical activity, so many interruptions to the whole part of choosing your foods wisely. So Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is going to be a beacon of hope, so to speak, where people can come and not only get the high-quality organic food choices that are supportive of good health, but get the information they need to implement it and gradually introduce it into their diets. And to our listeners, we're coming up on a break here on Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon. And welcome back to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Just a reminder, I will be available for free tours of the store, Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate on 441, just south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 2 to 4. So come on over, see the progress of construction, talk to me. I will be there to give you a tour. I will be there with free samples. I will be there with very special prices on my Janet's Best formulas as an introduction to those who might not necessarily have yet seen my Janet's Best formulas. And that will all be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 2 to 4. And Al, you have some very special announcements as well.
That is true, Janet. We look forward to having guests on our show to let people know about different product lines and different avenues they may look to pursue as either alternative to what their medical doctor can offer them or what their own people have said to them or their own relatives have said to them. So we're going to try and give you as much information as possible to make intelligent decisions how you can improve and maintain good health. And one of the special guests we have coming up on Thursday is the man who I believe helped put Whole Foods stores in the South Florida marketplace. And you're going to hear some exciting stories, I'm sure, over past years and past radio shows that he has done on this particular station. And I'm going back probably 20 years ago. So he is well known in the industry, and he also happens to be a jazz musician. So he'll be talking about jazz, and you'll understand why his nickname, and I say nickname because he goes by Cousin Richie, why, how he developed the name Cousin Richie. So that's Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's a show you definitely don't want to miss. He's a great deal of fun, a lot of laughs, and some outstanding information. Friday's show, we're going to have the owner and the formulator for many of the products that you will see on the shelves at Save a Lot Nutrition Center, as well as other health food stores around the country, because he's a national leader in the area of supplementation to the public. And I'm speaking about Mr. Jarrow Rogovin, who is the owner of Jarrow Formulas and Jarrow Industries, and has been a mainstay in this marketplace for over 30 years. And my hat's off to him for maintaining the belief that he wants to stay only in the health food store channel rather than going mainstream. And I think people have seen over the years many different health food companies being sold to national companies that have no interest in maintaining the same quality of standards or the same standard of qualities that were maintained by the original owners of a particular company. So it should be a very interesting and stimulating discussion with Jarrow Rogovin, if we can prevent him from talking politics, which is going to be our job. He's going to have to stick to the subject.
You're saying his commitment to this industry and to upholding certain quality standards so important, because when you start to compare mainstream manufacturing standards with what the standards are in this industry, there is such diversity and so many negative components in mass-produced supplements. And Jarrow Rogovin is at the forefront of maintaining quality standards in Jarrow formulas. The other thing is, he is a leader in the industry with regard to maintaining legislative connections that support the health of this industry. And there are many forces, let's say pharmaceutical forces, that would like to push aside this industry. And when we see the important connections that Monsanto has forged with the FDA and essentially making legal progress to put their chemicals at the forefront and push out natural substances. So, that political connection is something we might not want to discuss, that fiery part of his political connection, but possibly to talk about the legislative efforts that he's made over the years.
I'm sure he will make a point of discussing that. He's very proud of what he's done.
He should
and
be.
And he has every right to be, without a doubt. We only have a few minutes left, and what I thought we could do is talk about a situation that a lot of older adults are facing. And I think the last figure I saw was 27 million American adults are faced with this situation. And the situation is osteoarthritis. And researchers have uncovered evidence that cellular senescence, whereby cells stop dividing, is a cause of osteoarthritis. And they suggest targeting these cells could offer a promising way to prevent or treat the condition. Over the years, Janet, I remember one of the first supplements to come out was the glucosamine chondroitin combination. I don't know, maybe it was 15 years ago, 16 years ago that it first came out. And people started using it and found some great relief. And over the years, there's been many improvements over those two materials that are found in the osteoarthritic supplements that people have been using. And I know you have a lot of experience dealing with patients and people who have come in to see you over the years with osteoarthritis.
So, number one, one of the things that I suggest is reduce your sugar intake. Very important to minimize that sugar from all different sources. And people are kind of surprised when I tell them that they might want to minimize their intake of fruit. People often are confused. They think that they can substitute fruit for vegetable. Not so much. So reduce the sugar, increase that intake of high quality water. And for people who are dealing with, let's say, a family history of osteoarthritis, you might want to consider one day a week of doing some reverse osmosis or distilled water. That water will pull excess oxidized mineral debris from your body, and that is a helpful approach to minimizing the discomfort associated with osteoarthritis. Unfortunately, far too many people are turning to things like Tylenol and Aleve and Advil and don't understand that there are many natural substances that have anti-inflammatory aspects as well as pain relieving aspects. So some of the different choices in the health food stores, there are garlic formulas, as I mentioned before. There are omega-3 fish oil formulas, as well as the glucosamine and chondroitin, glucosamine chondroitin MSM. And there is a wide range of different turmeric-based pain-relieving choices. Those formulas tend to reduce inflammation and also have a beneficial effect about relieving pain. And I talked before about reducing calcium supplementation. If you get that correct ratio between calcium and magnesium, then the possibility of calcium depositing in your joints and breaking down cartilage and causing stiffness and discomfort with your ligaments and tendons, then you are certainly far ahead of the program to minimize the possibility that you will develop the pain and discomfort, stiffness, and lack of flexibility associated with osteoarthritis. You want the calcium in your long bones, and there are different vitamins that you can take, vitamin D being the most well-known, and vitamin K that's available to literally pull the calcium out of your bloodstream and drive it into your long bones. So there's so much naturally that you can do to minimize the possibility that you develop osteoarthritis.
Do you find that there are certain foods that people should stay away from if they have osteoarthritis?
Okay. Caffeine is an issue. We have 1 minute left, so I have to talk super fast. Okay. Caffeine, sugar, dehydration, lack of water, all of those are important considerations. But sugar, 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 and starchy carbs, they're offenders in this case.
Well, let's take a minute and just remind our listeners that you will be at Save-A-Lot tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday from 2 to 4, meeting people, taking for a quick tour of the new Save-A-Lot store, giving them free product that they could take home with them, as well as offering special prices on the Janazon products that you have made and been successful with because it's helped a great deal of people.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.